This is Brady Klein for WHJE Sports. I was recently able to sit down with Carmel High School's athletic director, Jim Inskeep, to discuss the new renovations of the athletic facilities at Carmel High School. The first talking point was the reason to build a new soccer locker room.
The previous building at Murray Stadium, which has been called a couple of different things, was called the Field Sports Building, and then later we changed the name 6-7 years ago to the Chuck Keppen Sports Building in honor of our former cross-country and track coach, Chuck Keppen. It was built in the 60s. A lot of electrical issues, sewage issues, plumbing issues, and it was one of those buildings that just never got renovated throughout the different phases of Carmel High School's expansion and renovation over the years. So we knew there was a time that was going to come where the needs of that building did not meet what our expectations would be for facilities. So this has been a project that's actually been on the board being discussed for about 7 years now to be replaced. And its time just came up in that rotation to be replaced. So what we are doing is a complete demolition of the building and then rebuilding from the ground up. So that's what you've been seeing over the last couple of months, starting back in November. And at this point, they are putting the walls up on the outside. Once the walls are completed and a roof put on, then they'll be able to start working from the interior. The target time for that to be completed is June of 2016. I would expect us to have full move in by August of 2016 before the start of the soccer season.
The soccer teams aren't going to be the only teams that will be using this new locker room. Inskeep also explains the other teams that will use these facilities.
In the fall, our soccer teams will be using that, whether that's the varsity, JV, or C teams for either boys or girls. And so it will not be for visitors to use those locker rooms, primarily only our teams when they go in there. There'll also be open lockers with a foot locker underneath, similar to what is in the football locker rooms for those that have been inside at the stadium. And the idea is that they would take their stuff with them, not leave it there overnight. So it's kind of a game day or practice day use of the facility, and then they leave at the end of that. So they won't have a permanent locker in there per se. And then once we move to the spring, one of our tenants is the Carmel lacrosse programs with boys and girls. So they'll be using it in the same context in next spring as well.
One Carmel High School sport, though, will be getting a new home.
Cross-country locker rooms were permanently in there before, so when those were eliminated, we had a need to rebuild. The question was, will those cross-country locker rooms stay in there in the current state and usage of that area like we have now, or did we have another place to put them? So many people remember about 3 years ago, we built a new wrestling room, which better fit our needs. More space for our wrestling program as the numbers were growing, and also a higher ceiling as well, which gave us better ventilation in that area. So if you've been by the wrestling room, you know the need for better ventilation. Yeah. So with that, that moved into the old multipurpose room. We need a flow chart, I think, to get through all of this, but a lot of repurposing of areas, and I think it's a great use of our square footage and our building here to be able to reimagine where things can be and best utilize the square footage within our building. So the old wrestling room became two locker rooms for cross country. Oddly enough, it doesn't look like it from the outside, more square footage than what they previously had in the field sports building down at Murray Stadium. So those will be opening up here in February for their use, and really cool open areas. They'll be able to incorporate and integrate the history and tradition of their programs too, from different trophies and just different memorabilia and top 10 signage and all state signage that they had previously in the locker room. It's kind of like a walking museum, and they'll be taking that history back into the new locker rooms to create new memories there.
For more information about Carmel High School sports, follow Jim Inskeep on Twitter @CarmelAthletics. For WHJE Sports, this has been Brady Klein.